So put your thinking caps on with me today. Today's really going to be a message that I want to stir in your heart, but not just in your heart, but for you to think about as we go through this message throughout the next 15 minutes. So we're starting a new message series that we're titling, This is the Way. And so it comes from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is an Old Testament book written about 700 years before the birth of Christ. And we get this verse that comes out of that through the prophet Isaiah. He was leading a nation of people at the time who was struggling with idolatry and what they were trusting in, who they were trusting in, finding their security in the things of the world, if you will. And then it gets to this verse in chapter 30. Now, it talked about in this chapter a rebellious group of people, which we just touched on. But then it shifts and goes from that to talking about a gracious God, the gracious God that we know that we serve. And this is what it says in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. It says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. Now for us, post-resurrection of Jesus, those of us who are Christians, we are walking in His ways, especially when it comes to the idea of salvation and the new covenant that we have in Christ in the New Testament. But I know the same is true for you as it is for me, is that as we live our lives as the Lord has called us to, we want to continue to hear the Lord's voice and we want to continue to walk in His ways, right? And so that's what we're talking about today. Now, I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but I certainly have gone through a moment where you felt like this. Lord, if I just knew what you wanted me to do, then I would do it. You ever felt that way? If I just knew what God wanted me to do, then I would do it. Well, here's the good news, is that God was leading His people then in the book of Isaiah, the verse we just read, and God also still leads us today. And the good news is that we have a God who is alive, living, and active, who still speaks today, and who still leads us. And so today we're going to talk about discerning God's voice and then walking in it, right? That was the verse in Isaiah. This is the way, walk in it. Now, I want to share this thought with you. There's two ways that I'm going to share that God speaks and God leads us, okay? And so the first one is through the power, the voice of the Holy Spirit. The second is through God's living word, the Bible. And those two are not separate, okay? Those two actually go together. Those two things, the way that God speaks through the Holy Spirit and through His Word, they actually work together. And discerning those two things actually go together as well. Well, now here's what I want to share with you is this thought as we kind of think about this. If we're not reading and learning God's Word, then it's going to be difficult to discern the voice of God through the Holy Spirit. Now, I get it. I know you're all busy. I know we've got a lot going on. And I know sometimes it's not easy to carve out that time to be in God's Word. But if we're not reading God's Word and we're not learning it, it's going to be more difficult to discern God's voice and Him leading us. Here's what it says in John chapter 10. Jesus is teaching a parable, a story here to illustrate this specific thing. And He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now this next verse, I went ahead and put it in your bulletin because I just want it to encourage you. Doesn't really have to do with what we're talking about specifically, but what a great verse. The next verse in verse 28 says, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Now, I want to go back to what Jesus was talking about. He's talking about Himself being the good shepherd and the sheep being, you know, listening to the voice of the good shepherd. Now, here's what happens with real sheep is that over time, after hearing the voice of their shepherd over and over again, they begin to discern the voice of their shepherd, right? And so they won't hear or listen to other voices. They pretty much drown those out, and they're only listening to the voice of their shepherd. And so what Jesus is saying is, I am the good shepherd. And for us, that over time, right, learning God's voice comes through spending time with Him in His Word. And the more we do that over time, the more we're able to recognize the voice of God, right? The more we're able to hear that. Now, sometimes, and I'll go back to what I said just a few minutes ago, we're not learning God's word, and I say this with love, and I say this to myself too, okay? Sometimes we're not learning God's word and then wondering why we're not hearing his voice, right? And so the more time we spend with God in his word, the easier it is going to be to recognize his voice. And I want you to know, and I hope to encourage you in this today, we believe in you and we know you can do it. We know you can be in God's word and learn God's word. And that's why we're out here to help you with that. And I'll use two of my dear friends that are on the MRO staff as an example of this. Monty and Melanie Self, who are retiring at the end of this season after 22 years with MRO. They're going to be retiring, and I'm so thankful for the way that God has used them. But they can't open up the Bible and there'd be a go-to verse about when to retire, right? But I know that they're fully confident that God is leading them in that. Well, they know God and they know his voice because they've spent a lot of time in his word throughout the years. And so discerning God's voice happens through knowing his word. Now, here's the second way that God speaks, and we've already mentioned this, but the two actually work together. They're not separate. And here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says this about the Bible. This is God's word. It says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So what this means is the Bible, God's word, is living. It's alive. It's not like any other book you read. So if I'm reading a book about golf and, you know, whatever the stats say about how to get better, that word is not living. God is living in his word. His spirit is alive through his word, and it penetrates to the deepest part of our soul. That's who we are. So when the Bible talks about, you know, pierces to the heart here, we all know that it's not talking about the organ. It's talking about who we are. It's talking about our spirit. It's talking about our soul. And it cuts to the deepest place within us and leads us and guides us. It's God's word that does that because it's living and active. Here's what the prophet Jeremiah says about this, about the heart, right? He says in chapter 17, verse 9, he says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" And I know this is true for me, that if it's my heart that is leading me, it's going to lead me right off a cliff, right? I mean, it is. My heart is deceitful apart from God, and so is yours. All of ours are. That's why what we need is we need God to say this: this is the way right here, walk in it. This is the way. Because if I'm trusting in my emotions, if we're trusting in how we feel or what we think is right, not what is right, it's going to lead us the wrong direction. That's why we need God's word to say, this is the way, walk in it. Now, I just wrote this question down yesterday as I was just thinking through this message. If it's not God's voice, then whose voice is it that's leading us? Because if it's not God's voice, then for me, it's probably my heart. It's probably our emotions. It's probably not truth. It's probably what I think is true, right? Rather than God's word leading us. So a couple of the things we're going to do upcoming as we close out this year. In Phoenix, we're going to take communion together. It's something we've done for many years as we close out the year. And we're going to talk about salvation, right? Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And next week in Charlotte, we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about what God is doing and wants to continue to do through each one of you, not just through MRO, not just the chaplains, but what God wants to continue to do through each one of you and the relationships you have in this community. Now, to kind of make this all make sense to you today, I want to show you a real practical way that we can think about this, right? This is the way, walk in it. So when we read God's word, many times we can read it this way. This is the way for us to go. God is saying to walk in it. Here's an example for you out of James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. "Understand this, my brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. For human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." We could read that this way. This is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. Now, this does not mean that all anger is bad, right? It means that human anger, prideful, selfish anger, does not produce the things in us that God desires for us as His children. Human anger does not produce that, right? We think about being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Wednesday night, my family and I were at church, and we left church about 9 o'clock. We had small group, and our kids were in there, a small group, and so we left about 9 o'clock, and we were headed home, and we stopped at the food line to get a couple snacks. I know we shouldn't be eating that late, but we did. We stopped and got snacks about 9 o'clock, and me and Sharon were sitting in the car. And Amy and Arabella and Sam came running out. Now, I didn't think anything of it. They had their, you know, groceries, jumped in the car, and they're always doing something silly. So I didn't think anything about it when they came running out. When they came out, they said there was just a fight in the food line. And I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. So, I pulled up a little bit, and we saw the one guy who had attacked the other guy, like kind of running out of the store, and he ran off, and there was another guy inside, he was bleeding from the head, and they'd had this altercation at 9-something at night in a food line, right? Now, we're on the way home, and my son Sam says to us, he says, it's weird that culture has just created this thing like where, to be a man, you can't back down, right? Because he was explaining what happened, and he heard them in there kind of saying one thing to another, and then they just wouldn't back down. And I thought, it's so true because that's the culture of the world. Right? That's the culture of the world. All you need is God's word to say, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Because the anger that we produce inside of us from our own pride does not produce the things in us that God wants to produce. So you see how the living word of God, when we write it on our hearts, can remind us through the power of His Holy Spirit? You see how the two work together? And so it's so important for us to know God's word, and then the Spirit of God can speak. I mean, we drove down here this weekend, and driving through Atlanta on Friday did not produce the things that God wants to produce inside of me, right? It didn't. Like, so, I need to be reminded of God's word myself. I mean, you leave one gap for a car to squeeze in, and somebody's inevitably going to squeeze right in there, right? And so you know what I'm talking about. It's so important that we know God's word. That way the Spirit of God can remind us and can say, this is the way, walk in it. And so here's what I want to encourage you with today. I'm really going to challenge you. Okay, I'm really going to challenge you today with this. Just take this two short verses here and try to memorize it over the next few days and weeks. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry, for human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. If you memorize that verse, then you'll meditate on it, and you'll hear the voice of God remind you of that throughout the day. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry, for my human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Now, I'll leave you with this last thing. I know sometimes trying to memorize God's word can be overwhelming, but I promise you, look at me, you can do it. I promise you, you can do it. Okay, so when I worked on a race team, one of the things I missed most was the time with my guys. And after the race, a lot of times on the way to the airport, we would stop and pick up pizza, and we'd get it and eat it and, huff it down on the way to the plane. Well, our favorite place was the Laconia House of Pizza that we would stop at outside of New Hampshire. Now, I could have saved the number in my phone, okay? But we loved this place so much, I told my guys, I said, I'm going to dedicate myself to memorizing this phone number so that when we leave, I'm just going to rattle it off and then you've got it. Okay, now I'm not looking at my notes. It's not even in my notes. 603-524-7070. It's still active. That's still the number. I looked it up this week. And you know what? I'm going to be stuck with that for the rest of my life. And just think about if we put that kind of effort into memorizing God's word, as we go throughout the day, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will remind us of His Word to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. And it doesn't just have to be that verse. Any of God's Word, and God will speak that way. We know you guys can do it. We love you. We believe in you. And when you do, God will remind you, this is the way, and let us walk in it. So let me pray for you guys, and we'll go. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you, God, for your living and active word. God, help us to take the time to meditate on it, to write it on our hearts, to memorize it. Lord, so that you can lead us and guide us throughout the day. We love you. I pray for safety and your blessings upon every single one of these people who have gathered here today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. We love you.